This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. The coming great divide. There is going to be a great divide between the true followers of Christ and the rest of the world. As God separated the suitable men of war from the general army for Gideon, so will God separate the born again Christians from the rest of the world in the last days just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Judges 7 verse 7 And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. It will not be a physical separation, rather a separation of the hearts and minds. Christians will avoid any injections that will pollute their blood and will be persecuted for not doing so. Matt 24 verses 9 to 10 Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. 10 And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. The world will be against the saints of God washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, light against darkness, righteousness against unrighteousness, good against evil, truth against lies, morality against immorality. A spiritual separation will be enhanced by new regulations that will put Christians at a disadvantage. The obedient to the new world order will be compensated and rewarded. Martyrdom of dedicated Christians all over the world is imminent. There will be separation before the terrible persecution in all nations of the world. A lot will blame the Christians. False accusation will lead the world to believe that the born-again Christians are the problems. The laws and regulations will not be in favor of the faith of Christians. As in the early church at Jerusalem, there will be a great persecution not just at a locality but simultaneously all over the world. This will separate the Christians from the world system. Many who think that they are Christians but are not will betray and give away the real Christians. The new regulations will be in favor of all those that compromise the faith. Christians will be in hiding. Prepare a hideout now. Stock food, fast and pray. Martyrdom will be the hallmark of believers and the unbelievers will betray the righteous. So it is important to make right choice of persons to plan your hideout with. Revelation 17 verse 6, And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. 2 Tim 3 verse 12, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Many will be offended that the degree of persecution was not taught in the church and will backslide. They depended on men and did not study the word of God. Matthew 13 verse 21 Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Those who are silent when evil prevail in the land will be separated from the righteous ones. Cowards who are afraid of persecution will laugh at and scorn the faithful. Revelation 21 verse 8 But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The kingdom of God will not admit the fearful. But the bold ones will speak the counsel of God to the very end. They shall gain immortality. The end of time, when persecution of Christians will be prevalent, the faith and steadfastness of their faith will be on trial. Just a remnant will thrive. They will be raptured at the sound of the last trumpet. There is no rapture before the last trumpet. The seven trumpets are listed in the book of Revelations. If you are alive at the end of the events of the sixth trumpet, know that your redemption is near and at hand. You will soon rapture. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52 In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The event that will herald in the rapture is that of the sixth trumpet, the seventh is the last trumpet. Revelation 9 verse 15 The third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. This is the event of the sixth trumpet before the seventh trumpet. Rapture is at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. There is no rescue operation of rapture before the tribulation. As of date, there are events that show that we are at the threshold of tribulation. Christian will pass through some part of the tribulation. This understanding will cause many Christians to backslide as they will be disappointed that the Lord did not come to take them away before the tribulation. It is only those Christians that are watching that will know that the tribulation is on. Christians will be hated and many that did not prepare will be killed, but the remnant will be saved. Matthew 10 verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. You are not alone. Endure to the end. Pray and fast often. Study the word of God. Assist the brethren. The Lord keep you to the end. Amen.